when you decide you want something, you're actually going to take whatever steps necessary to achieve it. It's that simple. Let's take breathing, for example. If you want to breathe, which you need to stay alive, and you cannot breathe, as in, like, something is stopping you, you're going to do whatever it takes to breathe again. And that's how bad you need to want whatever it is that you want. Like, you need to trick yourself into needing it that bad to the point where it's, like, the only thing you can focus on. People often think having tunnel vision is not a good thing. And personally, I think it's a great thing. I think people need to have tunnel vision. They need to be focused on the things that they want to do without distractions. You need to have laser focus on everything that you care about in your life. And you need to focus on one thing at a time, put adequate energy and time into it, and then move on to the next thing, and just keep going through your rotation, and make sure you have everything up to date and everything up to speed. The things that you care about the most are the things you're going to do the most often. I want to start recording more podcasts, so I'm going to start recording episodes almost every day, and for now, I'm going to release one a week until I build up a massive stockpile of them, and then I'm just going to start releasing more and more and more. And what I want to get to is that when I want to do something, I do it. And I want you to do the same. When you want something, go do it. And live morally and ethically. Follow the golden rule. Don't do things that you wouldn't want other people to do to you or to do. And everything will work out. It's like as simple as put positivity and good vibrations out, and that's what you get back. Because what you put out is what you receive, and vice versa. What you put in is what you get out. It's all this, like, the law of correspondence. It's everything is reflection, because everything's connected. It's all one universe. So, figure out what you want, focus in on it, and really start dialing down on these things. Like, whatever it is you can do, it really this takes learning a new skill, perhaps, or having more energy put into it. This is why, like, you need to have a passion behind your actions. Because when you have a passion for something, you're going to put the maximum amount of energy that you possibly can into it. That's the whole point of passion. Like, the word passion, to me, means at the highest level of energy. Or the highest level of care. And the more you care about something, the more energy you put into it. So, they basically go hand in hand. So, figure out what you're passionate about. And then just go do it, and do a lot of it, and do it so much that it becomes monotonous, but you still love doing it, that you're still going to do it anyways, and you're going to be so good at it that no one could ever be better than you. And that's when you're actually going to become a valued member of society, because you're going to be the person who's doing your thing, and it's your thing, and people are going to be like, oh, did you see them do this? And like all of a sudden, everyone's going to be like, oh, did you see Nate's recent podcast that he talked about? What it means to be authentic, what it means to actually want something. Like, these are the things that I'm trying to get across to people. These are the things that I'm talking about for that exact reason. Like, people need to understand that their wants want them, and what you seek is also seeking you, because that's the universe, and when the universe is looking for something, it's looking for itself. You see what I'm saying? So, like, figure out what you want, stay focused, match what that would be in, like, the form of a feeling. Like, if you want to be an engineer, like, imagine what it would be like to be an engineer. Like, be thinking about how things are designed. Like, that's a simple way to put it. For me, I'm like, I can say more about, like, being a coach for mindset. Like, I look at someone's life and I'm immediately like, damn, like, if they just fix this one thing, like, their life would be so much better. Like, I can look at anyone's life and immediately know, like, the first thing they need to fix, the second thing, the third thing. And, like, there's all these different facets of life, and you fix the one that's lowest first, and then their life goes up so much higher, and then you start working on the things that are not quite as low. But you always have to start with the lowest thing, and then you move up. And if you, you're, you're really better off having three, or say, let's say there's five sections of life, you're better off having five nines than three tens, a four, and a five. So, you know, work on balancing all those facets of life, and then you're going to see how much more value you can provide in the long run to everyone and not just your group, because everyone is being affected by whatever it is that you do. It doesn't matter who you are or where you're from, because it creates a chain reaction in everything you do. The law of a cause and effect. It's really that simple. I want this to be short. So that's really all I got to say. Focus on being the best version of yourself through aligning your passions with your long-term vision for your life. What do you want yourself to end up as? And then figure out how to focus. It, basically, this means cutting out distractions. And once you've cut all your distractions out, you can start introducing things back to your life when you understand how to control your focus. And then you don't get caught off by all these things. It's like I deleted Snapchat when I was really distracted by it. It was controlling my life. I couldn't stop going on Snapchat. And then I started to see myself going down a similar path with Instagram because I had to start using it for like my coaching page. And I like stepped back and was like, yo, like if you go on Instagram, you're either going to comment on people's posts. And when I comment on people's posts, I'm adding to the post because the comments are a part of the post. So meaning when you go on someone's post and you start reading the comments and you see someone who added value to the post just by adding a comment, that's what I do. Anyways, now that's what I've done now for Instagram, so I can't just start scrolling randomly. Everything I scroll through, I add value to it in some way. I try to find a place that I can. If I can't add value, I don't. Maybe I like it, maybe I don't. But if I catch myself just scrolling and reading, scroll and read, scroll and read, scroll and watch, I just swipe down and then I like realize, oh wow, I skipped the 5 minutes I would have just scrolled. So let me go do what I was actually supposed to do. Because most of the time, there's something better that you could be doing. Like, even you watching this, like, hopefully you're trying to better yourself, but, like, what do you actually want to go do? Because if you're not doing that, maybe it's time for you to rest and go to sleep. Maybe it's time for you to eat or drink some water, and maybe you need to do some breath work, or maybe you really just got to go do whatever you love doing and get better at it so you can get paid for it. Yeah, that's really it. Figure out what you want to do and then go do it until you literally can't do it anymore because you have to rest. And once you get to that point, you're going to start getting better at whatever it is that you actually want to do. Just keep focus. Stop being distracted. You're not necessarily lacking focus. You're this overwhelmed with distractions to the point where like you become like addicted to looking at all these other things instead of looking at the one thing. It's like distractions and focus. You're more focused on distractions. So, like, you have focus. It's just you're not focused on the right thing, if that makes sense. It's like I just reframed the entire problem of focus for you. Anyways, have a great rest of your day. Go kill whatever you gotta do. Like, and I mean that as in, like, do it to the highest level possible. Just become the best version of yourself. Three planes of life: physical, mental, spiritual. Work on all of them. And then I'll dive into those facets of life another day. As in, like, I mentioned five. There really is, like, five of them. But that's for another podcast. Thank you for listening.